Charles Landis still has the x-rays from when he was 6 years old. At his house in Cornelius, he pulls one out of a folder.
This is an old x-ray from 1977.
It's faded a bit, and the corners are discolored, but you can clearly see a white bone. It's Landis's right upper arm.
You can tell on the inside of the bone right here that growth is the Ewing sarcoma.
So that's the cancer
tumor? Yeah,
that's
actually the cancer tumor right there.
It's been more than 3 decades since doctors at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis successfully treated Landis's cancer. You can still see the effects. Landis is a big guy, 6'8", 230, and muscular. Except for his right upper arm, he just can't build muscle there. And there are other effects, nerve damage in his leg, scarring in his liver, and even more worrisome.
We found some hardening in one of my heart valves, and that's one of the side effects. Most of the people that had my chemos end up having congestive heart failure.
Landis learned that by going back to St. Jude for a follow-up study on how childhood cancer survivors fare later in life. He was among more than 1,700 survivors who went back for the study. Dr. Melissa Hudson is its co-author.
If you estimate what proportion will have a chronic health condition by age 45, it's 96%. If you estimate what proportion will have a serious disabling or life-threatening condition by age 45, it's 81%.
4 of every 5 survivors. She says there's a combination of things that lead to so many of them having problems later in life, but a big part of it is the treatment that saves them in the first place. Think about it. Doctors are giving large doses of radiation and chemotherapy to children who are still developing.
We're trying to kill, you know, rapidly growing cancer cells that, you know, are not responding to the normal growth and death signals. So when we give them these treatments, we invariably are affecting some normal tissue sort of as a bystander effect.
Dr. Hudson says one of the study's goals is to better understand those long-term effects so doctors can find less harmful treatments. Another side effect can be infertility. That was the case for Charles Landis and also for Charla Bond, who lives in Charlotte.
After getting checked out and they look at your eggs, they said, yeah, you have eggs, but they just look like an old lady's eggs. They just look really old.
Bond found that out when she was in her mid-30s, so she and her husband decided to adopt. Their son Grayson is 11 years old now, and he loves dancing along to this Nintendo Wii video game.
Is it hard to talk and do
yes.
things at the same time?
Yes, yes it is.
Okay, try it. It's a new challenge.
The two of them often play together. Mom jokes she's much better at the 80s dances. Bond survived non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as a teenager. She says the St. Jude study was a wake-up call.
I never really thought about the side effects from the cancer, the treatment. Not until I went to this life study that I realized I really need to have my eyes checked every year.
That's because some of the drugs she got can cause cataracts later in life. Bond also learned her doctors should do an extra thorough check of the areas she received radiation and should closely monitor her thyroid levels. Back in Cornelius, Charles Landis says the number one thing he'll get his doctors to monitor is his heart condition. He's planning to go back to St. Jude in a few months for a checkup.
So then we can kind of track it a little bit and see, you know, where we're going to go from there.
And that's what the study's co-author says all childhood cancer survivors need to do. Find out what they're at risk for now and get screened. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.